Worldwide Sound. TalkTainmentRadio.com. We give you a reason to come. The world's greatest radio. We give you a reason to stay.
Radio, the way it should be heard.
You got the power.
The views and opinions expressed are those of the host and guest and not necessarily those of TalkTainmentRadio.com, the management, the staff, or K&E World Network, LLC.
Point West with Bobby West, heard exclusively on TalkTainmentRadio.com. Radio, the way it should be heard. Point West, West, West.
Okay, good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you are. Welcome to Point West, heard exclusively on TalkTainmentRadio.com. In fact, we go where you go. This is the world's greatest radio. And the way that radio should be heard. I don't know if we're going to have any call-ins. The reason why is because I do not have Dr. Short on for today. I don't know what's going on. I know that we owe you, well, I feel like we owe you an explanation. We try to get in contact with Dr. Short to see if there's something wrong or whatever the problem is, but he has not responded to my request. I have them here on my the cell phone. I do have his number, and I have called him several times, so I don't know. I hope he is okay. That's the first thing. You never know with all this stuff going on, but I would at least like to know and then relay that information to you who are loyal listeners here on TalkTainmentRadio.com and happen to like him. So maybe sometime in the future, maybe something will come up, but I do not want to speculate anything. Whatever comes out, I want it to come from him, and that way you will know and I will know, because the one thing that is primary to whatever we do, we have to be honest. We have to tell the truth. That's what we're about. Now, people may not like that, but one thing about the truth stays the truth. So I don't know what's going on. I don't know what happened, but if I find out, I will try to make an effort so that you will know, too, to cut out all the foolishness. But what we have in store today, I'm going to tell you, get your a notebook, pencil. You can tell how old school I am. Paper. You might want to get your recorder, quarters today, because we have two dynamic interviews. One, the first one is going to be with Dr. Rashad Batar. He's going to expose coronavirus, Bill Gates, Dr. Fauci, and all that stuff. He's going to expose it and give you a chance to go over the information to see if you think that it's true or not true, or dispel whatever the rumors that may be out there. Anyway, he's going to get into that. And then secondly, in the second hour, we're going to have a review of a speech on October the 10th, I believe, 1963, by the minister, Malcolm X. It's called Message to the Grassroots, and you will see why I said, especially near the end, that the March on Washington is really a farce on Washington. And if you listen, you will understand what's going on, if you really want to know. If not, then take the blue pill. But the numbers to call in, and we're not going to stop what we're going to do as far as the taping is concerned, but maybe at the end, if we have some time, save your questions, and you can call in at 1-877-932-9766. Just hold your questions, and then we can comment on both of them. Yeah, you're listening to it on, of course, you can go to the YouTube channel. YouTube, type in Talktainment, and then Talktainment number 2, and then scroll down to radio. You can do that. You can also listen to it as you are now. Just go to the TalkTainmentRadio.com homepage, hit listen live. Facebook.com/TalkTainment. You are there. I believe that all the ways. Oh, yeah, and if you wanted to Gmail me, you can also do this. The numeral 7, Mr. Bobby, at gmail.com, and maybe I'll get a chance to read those. But I'm going to get out of the way and let Dr. Rashad Batar. Talk to you, a very credentialed ex-military man, now a doctor, and here's what he has to say.
The information presented in this video is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease and has not been evaluated by the FDA. Please consult your physician before starting any medical regimen. Oh, yes, my friends, we have another exclusive interview for you today, one that you will need to share to the four corners of the earth, because we're going to be asking questions and bringing you information that the mainstream media is absolutely ignoring. An emergency doctor blasting Bill Gates, the fake pandemic numbers, now in question as the economy collapses. Rashid Batar, he graduated from Washington University with a double major in biology and theology before attending medical school at the University of Osteopathic Medicine and Health Sciences College of Medicine and Surgery. He trained in general surgery and emergency medicine and served as brigade surgeon and director of emergency medicine while serving in the U.S. Army. He is a board-certified clinical metal toxicology and preventative medicine. He is board-eligible in emergency medicine and has achieved fellowship status in three separate medical societies. Today, he serves as the medical director for the Centers for Advanced Medicine with clinics in California and North Carolina. These clinics specialize in the needs of patients with immune dysfunctions and toxicity issues, usually manifesting in various conditions such as cancer, heart disease, in autism. And for over 20 years, he has been ranked as one of the top 50 doctors in the United States. His first book, The 9 Steps to Keep the Doctor Away, became a Wall Street Journal, USA Today, an Amazon bestseller, and is now an international best-selling book translated into multiple languages. Now this week, a video he made called out the fraud that is being perpetuated across the world by the World Health Organization, the CDC, Bill Gates, the deep state, the mainstream media. It went viral with millions of views worldwide. Doctor, welcome to the program.
Thank you, Gary. Appreciate it.
Now, 3 weeks ago, you called this a conspiracy. You called out the hysteria being perpetuated to scare the world population based on false data. Now, it was Jerome Adams this week, the Surgeon General, and the Trump administration who agreed with you when they announced that they had dropped the World Health Organization and the CDC model and are now working with real numbers. Okay, this is directly from the White House. This is the Office of the Press Secretary. Now, Tuesday, the White House putting out this press release demanding accountability from the World Health Organization and committed to investigating the response, the false claims, and the cover-up. So explain to our viewers what led you to this discovery and how the numbers never supported their claims.
Well, Gary, basically, I have patients from all over the world, and patients were concerned about this, and they asked, and I put out in social media that, look, if you really want to know, I'll make a video about this. And I expected some people to respond. I had, I don't know, 700-800 responses. Just yes, please give us, you know, get us the information. So I asked the question, because you're hearing stuff about conspiracy. So those videos that we put out were actually asking the question, COVID-19 conspiracy ? And as I started looking at it, I mean, to me, it just didn't make any sense anyway. We deal with the hardest to deal with medical conditions anyway, so it wasn't a big deal. I just remembered that when I heard about the coronavirus aspect, there was one particular component that we used intravenously a lot in our clinic, and I just made sure that we had 10 times the normal amount, and that was it. It wasn't a big deal. It didn't bother me. However, as I started looking at this information, and as I started seeing that this is actually a chimeric version, something that was developed here in the United States in 2015, it was published in Nature magazine, that it was developed in the University of North Carolina, Chapel Hills, where all the initial studies were done. The chimeric research, despite having a moratorium by the U.S. government to prevent any chimeric research, by the way, just so your audience understands, chimeric research basically means that they're taking a naturally occurring substance or virus, in this case, and then mutating it, genetically modifying it, changing the configuration morphologically to gain function. It's called a gain of function study or gain of function research. And that basically means that they're making something that already may have some potential to cause harm, making it more harmful, making it more virulent, making it more resistant. And basically, that's what I found, that they took the SHC014 strain of the coronavirus, the surface antigen component, and brought in the backbone from the SARS coronavirus, put them together, and then inserted HIV and MERS orthologs on top of it to make a more virulent, more detrimental virus. Now, the thing is that
if I could jump in for just a moment here, because what I think you're talking about is the moratorium that was placed, and then $3.7 million from the National Institute of Health was transferred to China so they could continue this research, even though the moratorium, so they basically outsourced this research to China. Is this the same topic we're talking about here? This news is just breaking?
Yes, this is exactly right. So it goes back to 2014. The U.S. government decided, based upon certain virologists at that time, saying that, look, there's no justification for this kind of research. There's a potential for it to cause harm, cause a pandemic. So there's no justification for us to do this type of research. So the government passed a moratorium in 2014. Fauci approved budgets to be monies to be sectioned for this type of research. So basically, and I'm getting really, every time I think about this, it gets me really flustered because I'm so angry that he basically broke the law. He more than broke the law. He created this entire cascade that we're seeing with the world shutdown was created by this initial aspect back in 2015. He broke the law. He went against government moratoriums. He took taxpayer money and he funded research that has now led to the COVID-19. In 2017, he was documented at Georgetown University saying that there will be a pandemic that this presidency will face, that this term will face. How did he know that in 2017 that something was going to happen in 2018, 19, or 2020? There's no, you can't predict the market from 3 days from today, what's going to happen. How did he know that there was going to be a pandemic? He stated the president of this president will face a pandemic. The exact quote, I don't want to say the exact words. You guys have the video footage. My point is that when somebody starts making these type of statements, and then they were involved with the breaking of the law to fund the research that American taxpayers paid for, that then goes to Wuhan and now trying to create this diversion and say that it was China. God, I don't know whether it came from China or released in China, whether it was already released here. It's irrelevant. The complicity of what's going on right now, whether China, whether it was released in China or whether it was already here or however it happened, the U.S. system has condoned it, has jumped on it. They're opportunistic. They're shutting down the economy when they know, in fact, that there's no basis. I mean, there's no virus that leaps 6 feet or 12 feet. Now they're saying 13 feet. Complete misinformation. And I'm sorry that you've pulled the chain on me right now, but the mainstream media, when the Surgeon General came out and said that basically the Gates model, the Fauci model, the World Health Organization model was not going to be followed anymore, and they were going to look at the actual data, the actual numbers, the mainstream media didn't respond at all. All they said was, it seems like we're going to be going to 2022 before people can assemble together. That's what ABC put out. And Fox, or was it New York Post put out, it seems like that the 6 feet of social distancing is not going to be sufficient. It needs to go to 13 feet. There is no virus bacteria that jumps 13 feet. It's just, it defies every logical aspect of science and medicine. And what really, really pisses me off is that there's thousands, tens of thousands of doctors and scientists out there that know that this is a fraud, and they're not saying anything. Either one, they're scared of social ostracization because they're going to be called out, or social shaming, or they're afraid of that they're going to lose their license. For God's sake, this is changing the planet, and every scientist and every doctor that knows this to be a facade needs to open their mouth and speak. There is every aspect of science has just been literally picked up, thrown in the toilet and flushed down. It's like everybody's ignoring it. The fundamental aspects of how the human system works is being ignored. Physiology is being just put in the garbage bin. Every aspect of virology and infectious disease is being ignored. Koch's postulate has been ignored. Every aspect. Then you've got false positives coming from testing that we know is not adequate. And then the testing that they are doing, like the RT-PCR, the real-time polymerase chain reaction testing, that's already been shown. It was actually the guy who developed it in the 1980s, Mollis, said that you cannot use this testing for diagnostic purposes. You have to use it only for the where something has a genomic sequence that's already been identified. You can't use it for diagnosis, yet they're using it for diagnosis. And when that's not enough to justify the number of deaths that they've created this pandemic for, they're causing doctors and nurses to go back and change the death certificates to say COVID-19 is the first cause of death. And if that's not enough, now their mandate's being sent to every state every doctor from every state medical board saying that there's no necessity to test. I got a letter like this myself. If they have symptoms, send them home. And then the mandate of listing the cause of death is COVID-19. The media propagating footage of hospitals and from one country to another country using the same footage, people, the same person dying multiple times, use of mannequins to show that the people are dying, and yet they can't even show ambulances that are doing anything. They're all parked. They're all sitting there. People are playing chess. They're playing card games because they're so idle. Nurses are being laid off right now because there's not enough work. But they're pushing this agenda of fear, fear, fear. The fear-mongering itself will increase your adrenal output, will cause more stress, more emotional distraught. The emotional aspect, one side, now you're talking about the financial aspect. People are going to get stressed. Guess what that does? It reduces your immune system and makes you susceptible to viruses, bacteria, to many other things. But then to create this illusion over something like COVID-19, which nobody has yet demonstrated a single death from the actual virus from the proper established accepted methodology that a virus has caused this death. Nobody's been able to do that. It's all based upon PCR testing. And Gary, I don't know whether you know this or not, all the way back to 1984, all the way up to now, 2018, there are multiple studies that show that if you've had the flu shot, especially the trivalent flu shot, false positives on COVID-19 testing. God knows what's been injected into people over the years. They really want to know cause of death. I want to know how many of these people that have supposedly died from COVID-19, which, by the way, still the numbers are less than the seasonal flu. The number of deaths are still less than the seasonal flu. But I want to know how many of these people that died of supposed COVID-19 actually had a history of a vaccination, an adult vaccination in the last 10 years. That's what I want to know, because the studies clearly show that if you've had a flu shot, you're going to test positive for COVID-19. So you got all this other stuff that's going on. They can't justify the numbers, so they're going to change the death certificates. They can't justify the numbers, so they're going to take different footage of different people and then attribute that to COVID-19. They just had, CBS had that nurse that was crying, saying, please give me a face mask so that I can take care of people, and I don't want to risk my family getting them infected. And then they find out that she's not, hasn't worked in a hospital in a year and a half, and she's some kind of a social media model. The amount of misrepresentation, deception, diversion tactics to keep the public from knowing the truth, it's just unbelievable. So I cannot believe.
So let's take it.
You're listening to Point West here exclusively on talkteamatradio.com. You're listening to Dr. Pittard speak about COVID-19 radio the way it should be heard.
Is Fauci directly responsible for this pandemic? Because he maneuvered the money, he maneuvered around the moratorium, kept this chimeric research going in China. Is he directly responsible for not just the pandemic, but also the response that's killed the economy, put, 17 to 22 million people out of work? Is Fauci directly responsible?
I'm going to say this. I think I've seen some petitions going around. I know Dr. Shiva said that Fauci should be fired. I think that's the nicest thing that could be done to Fauci. I think he's a criminal. He's broken the law. He's gone against the government. I mean, to me, that seems like it's a traitorous thing to do when the government has passed a regulation and he's at one of the highest levels in the NIH. He's got a directorship at the NIH, and then he breaks the law. He breaks the moratorium, and then funds research against something that could potentially cause harm throughout the entire world, and he's in collusion with the foreign government to do. I mean, I don't know. That's a matter for attorneys to decide. But I'll tell you something. Fauci goes back to 1981. In 1981, he called HIV/AIDS the gay disease, and he was the one who funded the research behind a drug 3 years before it was even established that there was a real virus. So the virus was established in 1984. In 1981, he was pushing the agenda of a drug prophylactically to treat people for a condition that has now been seen to be related to lifestyle, nutritional status, all sorts of other things. He was pushing the agenda to push a drug that caused so much harm as a prophylactic, just to prevent HIV. Now, this goes back 1981. We're talking 39 years. This guy has a history of pushing an agenda. Here's a question that I want to ask you, Gary. Forget about the audience for a second. I just want to ask you a logical question. So here's the president, regardless of whether you are for the president or against the president, forget about that. The man is elected. He's the president of the United States, and it is our responsibility as citizens to follow the directive of our commander-in-chief. Whether you agree or disagree, that he went through the process, he got elected. So get off that bandwagon, people, and stop making a big deal between the Democrats and Republicans. He's a president. He deserves our support. But now the president comes out and says there's a drug called hydroxychloroquine, which has been on the market for God knows 50, 60, 70 years, and another drug, Zithromax, which has been, it's a macrolide that's been around for at least, that class of drugs has been around for at least 70, 80 years. Maybe Zithromax has been around for, I don't know, 20 years, whatever the case is. These are established drugs. They're safe drugs. Using them in combination, they're doctors that have shown at least 99% efficacy. They've shown hundreds and hundreds of patients they've treated. Nobody's died. Symptoms resolve within an hour, hour and a half to a day and a half, 2 days. Okay, so you've got this class. The president brings it out. And Fauci says, get this, Fauci says, unless there's some studies to show that, it should not be used. Yet he's promoting a vaccine that we have no idea what the hell that's going to do. And he's saying that's okay to use? I mean, if that does not show a conflict of interest, I don't know what does. People need to wake up and realize there is a massive criminal component to this. This entire world economy, the whole world economy shutting down, it comes back to one person, in my opinion, and that's Fauci. Now, there's other people that are involved with the charade, obviously, but Fauci is the person that they put up in the front, and Fauci is the one who had the ability to stop this. Fauci has told a friend of mine, Judy Mikowicz, who I was doing an interview with just about an hour earlier, she went to jail and spent 5 years. She was threatened by Fauci 10 years ago when she came out to say that the viral studies and the research that she had done, and she was in charge of doing the research in Ebola to make it more virulent. The gain of function studies on Ebola, she was responsible for that. When she realized the stuff that she had developed and the stuff that she was researching was being used for nefarious purposes and she was going to be a whistleblower, her career was threatened and more, her life was threatened. She refused to back down. She went forward and guess what they did? They framed her and they put her in jail for 5 years. She's got a book that came out today, I believe called Plague Something. Just came out today. I'm telling you right now, Fauci, it can all be traced back to Fauci, but Fauci is just one of the players. There's other people, and you can start looking at what the agenda is. It's wide open. Anybody can go in and do their own internet search. They just need to open their eyes, they need to open up their mind, and they need to be married to no decision or outcome. Just look at it for yourselves, people. You've got your brains. Use your own brain. Come up with your own sequence of events, how it happened. Do the research, and you will, if you're following a logical, sequential thought pattern, you'll come to the same conclusion. There's no way that you can come up to any other conclusion. All roads lead back to the same place.
Now, let's take it back to another point you made, okay, regarding the classifications, the death classifications. What are you hearing from colleagues regarding those classifications or reclassifications concerning CV?
Okay, so I've had correspondence with many of the doctors that I've trained and some of the doctors that are friends of mine on a social setting, and they're all saying the same thing. They're saying that this is not viral. I don't know what it is, but it appears to be altitude sickness. It appears to be a hypoxic injury type scenario. And the doctors that have come out and actually stated this have been censored. My videos, part three, part four, and part five were taken off YouTube after they hit like millions of views. YouTube censored it first, then Facebook followed suit. Now there's certain videos that they've left up. They've left up part one, part two. We put out a video less than 48 hours ago. It was a 5-minute video about the Surgeon General and what he said and how the media is not covering it. And that one was, you know, had millions of views. But I know there are many doctors that are aware of this and anything. The doctors that have given me information, the doctors that have shared information with me that are in that setting, because I'm not doing emergency medicine now. I haven't for almost 20 years. I was trained in emergency medicine and general surgery, but my practice is dealing with cancer and other types of chronic disease, autism. We have patients from 93 countries. So I'm not dealing with the acute medical situation, but I have an in to many of the doctors that are taking care of it. And I'll just read you some of the things. I mean, the doctor that from the ICU ER scenario that was in New York that whose video went viral, they shut him down. They censored the video. And why would you censor a doctor that's in the field, that's in the trenches, taking care of people? And what he's stating, why are they not covering, allowing him to be able to make his statement? You know, bottom line is this, Gary, when you have an acute care situation and you have a respiratory condition, the first thing that you want to remember is to maintain the airway. So in trauma medicine, in emergency medicine, we have what we call the ABCs of medicine. A is airway, B is breathing, C is circulation. So if the airway has a potential of being compromised, you want to stabilize that airway. So how do you make sure that a person is able to maintain that airway? We start off easily with 2 liters of oxygen per nasal cannula. You can increase it to 5, 10, whatever. At that point, then you can go to assisted breathing. You can go to CPAP, which is continuous positive airway pressure. Then you can go to BiPAP, which is bi-level positive airway pressure. And there's studies that show that actually CPAP or BiPAP is more effective than intubation. But as soon as you start intubating a person, now you've got many other things that happen. Okay, you've got the trauma, the barotrauma from the mechanical ventilation, that's an issue. You've got aspiration pneumonia as an issue. You've got the actual intubation process that can cause more inflammatory cascade and trauma to the airway. There's all sorts of different things. Once you start going into the intratracheal intubation part, there's all sorts of things that happen, potential problems. Now, what they've done is they have bypassed CPAP and BiPAP. They've completely bypassed it. They've taken people with respiratory conditions or respiratory stress, and they've put them right into the intubation aspect. And the doctors that I'm getting feedback from are saying, yes, there is an increase in respiratory conditions of people having that in New York, but it's not viral. It doesn't seem to make sense. It's as a hypoxic injury. It seems to be where the hemoglobin is disassociating. There's some kind of a disruption. And there is an explanation for all of that, but it's been completely ignored. The videos that were censored, there was a letter and a number that was the keywords that made those things get censored. And that was Now, I don't know whether you want to talk about that. Nobody said caused COVID-19. That's what mainstream media is saying, that there's a conspiracy theory that caused COVID-19. Not even an idiot would say that, okay? Not even an idiot would say that. What we're saying is that is changing the cellular matrix. It's changing the morphological structure of the cell membrane. And basically the specific thing is changing is the voltage gated calcium channels that allow efflux of calcium into the cell. And efflux of calcium into the cell is pathway mnemonic for cancer. It causes a suppression of apoptosis and uncontrolled cellular proliferation. There are over 2,000 published studies talking about the effect of this is the next generation of internet. Our normal cell phones are between 500 and 900 hertz. 1G is 1 billion hertz. The studies have been done to show between 1.7 and 1.8 gigahertz, or 1.7 to 1.8 billion hertz, causing all sorts of different cancers and neurological implications. When fully rolled out, it's going to be 30 gigahertz to 300 gigahertz. That's 30 billion to 300 billion hertz. Now, you're not telling me that that has nothing to do with this? I'm going to tell you the complete outline of these 6 videos, Gary, in 30 seconds. First one, COVID-19 conspiracy, facts versus fiction. I'll outline the facts versus the fiction. The second one was COVID-19 conspiracy, ? Toxicology ignored. Everybody's ignored the toxicology component. There was what happened in Wuhan, outgassing of the incinerators causing massive combustion of fossil fuel. People were inhaling this stuff. People were toxic. This went back to 2016, 2017, garnered international attention, and BBC and CNN covered that how the Wuhan people were in outrage, and there were public demonstrations because the quality of air was so bad. These people were poisoned. And we've got chemtrails, we've got all these different things. We've all been, look at what's happening with cigarettes, with DDT and all the stuff that's been happening generationally, and now recently glyphosate and all these other things, the opioid crisis. That our systems have been polluted with all sorts of chemicals. So toxicity is the first component that you gotta be aware of. So now we go, the third video is corrupted science. We've already talked about the COVID-19, how that was developed. The fourth video was immunity. Nobody said that is causing COVID-19, but is suppressing your immune system. It's taking a person that's vulnerable and making them more vulnerable. If it's a healthy person, it's decreasing their immune systems and making them more vulnerable. That's what we're saying. And whether it's radio frequency, electromagnetic fields being generated from the, whether it's dirty energy from electromagnetic fields that's been created, I don't know. I'm not an expert in that area. I'm not an expert in anything. I know how to deal with the human body. We have had numerous people from all sorts of walks of life, from all sorts of different parts of the world, come to us with serious disease. And I can tell you that if we can take care of that, this COVID-19 is not an issue. And it's not an issue for many doctors. There are hundreds, if not thousands of doctors that feel the exact same way I do. You can do ozone autohumor therapy. You can do vitamin C. Already in China, they were using that. You can just freaking take selenium. There's misinformation being propagated by mainstream media right now about selenium. Selenium is a birth control pill for any enveloped virus. If you're really concerned about it, up your selenium dose for the next 10 days. It's so simple. You can get it from any health food store, but yet they're pushing this agenda for a vaccine. Why? That's the question we need to be asking.
Well, let's ask the question, because...
All righty. We have to take a pause here, as we normally do. TalkTainmentRadio.com. We go where you go. Just download the TalkTainmentRadio.com app to your cell. Your cell or tablet podcasts are available. That's radio the way it should be heard. Stay right there. We're going to continue with this interview with Dr. Batar and all that and more coming up next on TalkTainmentRadio.com. Bye, Galen.
For the best home fragrance and beauty products, shop Ash Kicking online.
That's
A-S-H-K-I-C-K-I-N. Made with 100% natural quality ingredients and handcrafted with your family in mind, Ash Kicking products are better than those other guys. Ash Kicking candles, incense, body butter, face moisturizer, and hair moisturizer are priced just right, and you can get yours at 10% off with coupon code TALK17. Support this 100% black-owned business and get your home and body smelling and feeling all right.
That's
A-S-H-K-I-C-K-I-N. Shop Ash Kicking online at www.ashkickin.com.
I am Dr. Dawn Karima, and I have happy news. Yes, happy, happy, happy news. Happy news that I am nominated for the International Singer Songwriters Association Award. Oh, and I would be so honored if you would take a moment and visit issasongwriters.com. That's issasongwriters.com. And vote for me to win the USA Female Vocalist of the Year, the USA Female Rising Star, USA Female Songwriter of the Year, and USA Female Emerging Artist of the Year at issasongwriters.com.
Well, let's ask the question, because what would you suggest?
We can vote once a day per device through April 30th, 2020. I sure appreciate your help, and I thank God for the honor and the opportunity.
Attention, Central Ohio! Attention, Central Ohio! Lenco Realty has an important announcement to make.
Effective immediately. We will sell your home for 5%. Yes, 5% commission. You will get the same great service we have provided for over 35 years. Hurry and call Lenco today at 614-375-2289. We have buyers for all areas. Call today, 614-375-2289. 614-375-2289. You'll be glad you did.
Think you can't afford life insurance? Think again. You might be surprised at how affordable it can be. 80% of Americans overestimate the cost of life insurance. Maybe it's time to swap a few small expenses for some big peace of mind. Life insurance can protect what matters most, and it's the right thing to do. Let's talk today. So call me, Marvin Smith, at American Family Insurance at 614-986-3105. You can also visit my website at marvinsmithinsurance.com. American Family Life Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin, 53783.
Sex Code War by Kahari Inaharo, the author of the Essence magazine bestseller Race Code War, is releasing his second book, Sex Code War. Be on the lookout for Sex Code War.
My name is Al Edmondson. I'm a business owner and community organizer. I want to encourage you to visit the King Lincoln District, our community. It's a great place to live, work, and worship. Catch a show at the Lincoln Theater. Enjoy smooth jazz at the King Arts Complex. Enjoy great food and visit our historical churches and newly remodeled homes. Live, work, and worship the King Lincoln District.
Goodwill is a global social services enterprise and the leading nonprofit provider of job training programs and career services in the United States and Canada. To pay for its program, Goodwill sells donated clothes and other household items in more than 2,700 stores and online at shopgoodwill.com. Goodwill uses the revenue earned from these sales to fund job training, employment placement services, and other community programs. The goal of the campaign is to increase goods donations to Goodwill, inspire an emotional connection to the Goodwill brand, and to elevate preference for Goodwill. Will.
supporting minority education. I'm Sean Booker, damn it. I'm here to tell you that as the mother of a high school senior, I know due to financial circumstances, many of America's deserving minority students do not have access to a college education. Since 1944, the United Negro College Fund has sought to provide one. Since 1972, the beginning of this campaign, UNCF has helped more than 300,000 talented students earn a college degree. I'm Sean Booker, damn it. Give a helping hand.
Here's an idea. You've heard of the notion of pay it forward. It comes from the 2000 movie, Pay It Forward. Basically, the premise is helping someone with no expectations of payback, providing assistance to someone, passing information on, simply doing a good deed for a total stranger, and instead of allowing them to pay it back, ask them to pay it forward. Doing favors for other people and asking them to do the same. The principle is the same as multi-level marketing, except that instead of soap or vitamins, it's generosity between strangers that is being passed on. Pay It Forward is mentoring. It's volunteering in your community. It's shoveling a neighbor's snow or cutting an elderly person's grass for them or taking a senior to the store. Don't wait for someone else to do something good. Do it yourself. It starts with you. Talktainment Radio strongly embraces the notion of pay it forward. In fact, we just did.
If you've ever been to a Gloria Estefan concert, you know that there are few stars who can match her presence, performance, and talent. The time Gloria first experienced the thrill of being on a stage performing for people was also one of the first times she learned to stretch her wings.
My fondest memory of music in school was when I was playing the clarinet. I played the clarinet from 5th to 8th grade in the school band. My mother was pretty strict and never let me go anywhere, but of course, since it was part of the school program, she allowed me to go to Tallahassee, the capital of our state here, on a competition with the school band. Of course, to me, this was incredibly exciting. It was the first time I was allowed to go out of my home without a parent. We had chaperones, but we went there, participated in a three-day program, and it was some of the most beautiful memories I have as a child.
The National Association for Music Education and the National Anthem Project, the campaign to restore America's voice through music education.
The SCORE Association, Service Corps of Retired Executives, was formed in 1964 as a nonprofit association dedicated to the entrepreneurial education and the formation, growth, and success of small businesses nationwide. More than 10,500 volunteer members provide individual counseling, mentoring, and business workshops for aspiring entrepreneurs and small business owners. The association is headquartered in Washington, D.C., with 389 chapters throughout the United States and its territories. For more national information, contact SCORE's Public Relations Manager at 1-800-634-0245. Again, that's SCORE's Public Relations Manager at 1-800-634-0245. This has been a public service announcement from TalkTainmentRadio.com.
Hey, wake up. You can't dream your way into college. There are actual steps you need to take, steps that go beyond just getting good grades. So if you're serious about college, visit knowhowtogo.org today. Brought to you by the American Council on Education, Lumina Foundation for Education, and the Ad Council.
TalkTainmentRadio.com. We don't just talk. We don't just entertain. We've combined talk radio with the latest in online entertainment, with the ability to listen live at no cost 24/7. We are the premier online radio station. Outperforming the digital quality of our competitors, our shows are produced in a state-of-the-art studio by the best radio professionals in the business. Hosting live shows on location at some of the area's greatest and most popular events, we give you exactly what you want to hear with talk radio that matters to you. Join us online at TalkTainmentRadio.com, where you can listen live or play podcasts from the best shows in online talk radio. We give you a reason to come. We give you a reason to stay. TalkTainmentRadio.com. Radio, the way it should be heard.
You've got the power.
You are the power.
Right here on TalkTainment Radio.
Right, TalkTainmentRadio.com. We are going to the second part of the interview with Dr. Rashid Batar.
What would you suggest is the motive for these world organizations pushing such blatantly false claims and spreading global panic?
Gary, I don't know, you didn't cover my military history, but I served with the 5th Special Forces Group. I served with the 2nd Infantry Division. I served with the 101st Air Assault Division. I was attached to these units as a doctor. I was part of these organizations. And I can tell you that we do a lot of things in the name of God and country, but then later in life, as we mature a little bit, we ask ourselves, if that was for God and country, then why did I have to take off my dog tags? Why did I have to take off my American flag off my uniform? God forbid, if unforeseen circumstances were to occur, that U.S. forces couldn't be acknowledged there. We have done a lot of things in the name of goodness and God and country under the pretense of public safety that are truly not right, not just the military. And many of my fellow veterans will attest to that. What is the agenda right now? Well, I don't know if you want me to go back and mention some things that could be really considered controversial, but if you remember the first Gulf War, why did we go into the first Gulf War? Do you remember, Gary?
Well, the first Gulf War was, you know, that was Papa Bush, and he wanted to, you know, they had the babies in the incubators. They made up the entire pretext to go in there and take out Saddam Hussein. But they never did.
The pretext was really, what the media told the world was that we, the United States, went in to protect the oil interests of Kuwait because Iraq had set fires on those wells. Do you remember that?
I do remember that, yes. It was to protect Kuwait.
It was to protect Kuwait. I can tell you the name of the person, if you want me to. He was a first sergeant, and I hope he doesn't mind me saying it. I'll just say it. First Sergeant Rafael Medina from Columbia, South Carolina, a very close friend of mine who served with me in Korea, and he told me, he said, sir, I don't know what's going on, but I can tell you that those fires, 300 of those fires, myself and 11 of my men in 6 dune buggies went out and set those fires. Okay, that's the type of information that the media doesn't cover. We created that false flag event so that we could then justify our actions. What is the agenda right now? I believe it's the same agenda. It's a false flag event to then mandate mandatory vaccines. They're mounting 5G towers everywhere. They've got toxicity all over the place from the outgassing, the combustion of fossil fuels, the chemtrails, all this different stuff. And then what are they doing? They're dumbing down the population. They're going to start giving vaccines. And the people that don't get the vaccines, they're going to basically be considered as dissidents. You know, people like me will be the shot in the head. People like you will be shot in the head, or we'll be quarantined in some kind of a concentration camp. They're going to put more RF chips than us to see who has had the vaccine, who hasn't had the vaccine. And then the people that are getting more and more sick because from the vaccine, they're going to say, oh my God, look, more people are getting sick. We need more vaccines. More people are getting exposed to 5G. Oh, look, more people are getting sick. We need more vaccines. And it's going to be a cycle that they're going to keep on going over and over again until they've got everybody digitized and they have RF chips in everybody. Now you tell me something. This social distancing is 6 feet. The technology in the military has been there for 15 to 20 years where they can monitor a soldier as he's behind enemy lines. When they're moving, special operators are always being tracked so that they can be protected, so the backup can be brought in, and they can be seen within a 5-foot radius of where they're standing. This 6-foot distancing, social distancing, this is absolute garbage. There's nothing that leaps 6 foot, first of all. The second thing is that these RF chips, you're telling me that when they insert these things in us, and which is the technology's been out there for 4 or 5 years, they've got private companies that are going out there and doing this. I've got video footage on part 6 already of showing people getting RF chip. You don't think that the satellites or other monitoring devices are being able to pick up individuals? They're trying to desensitize us so that people understand, hey, social distancing is going to keep you safe. Whereas in fact, what is being done is so that they can monitor us and see us together. Because if 3 or 4 or 10 or 20 people are together close, they can't tell if it's 1 person or 10 people. They want social distancing to imprint upon us now that this is something that's new now and everybody needs to do this for protection. Whereas in fact, it's for more monitoring. It's for more tracking. It's for more ability for them to decide who is who should be available to talk and work, and who should be used as a dissident or classified as a dissident and made quiet. So you asked me the question, you opened up the can of worms. That's what I believe. Some people may disagree with me. Most people may think I'm a lunatic. It doesn't make any difference, because you know what? It's a part and parcel of what's been coming down the pipeline for years, for decades. The National Vaccine Initiative, stamp out childhood disease. We're not gonna have autism anymore. And autism was 1 in 10,000 in 1991. Now the numbers are 1 in 32. The CDC's own data shows that 1% of the world's population has autism. The CDC's own data, the population of the world right now is 7.7 billion. That means 77 million people have autism. Caused from what? From the vaccines. And you're telling me that this new vaccine that Fauci's going to introduce and ignore the hydroxychloroquine and the Zithromax. You're telling me that that vaccine is something that I should be considering safe to introduce into my body, into my children's body? I'll be dead before that happens. There's no way that I'm going to allow anybody to take that, to take our sovereign right. Thomas Jefferson said that when a people allow a government to dictate the foods they put in their mouths and the medicines to take in their bodies, their souls will soon be in the same sorry state as those who live under tyranny. And that's exactly where we're going. Unless we rise and we and mass people go up and have public gatherings of thousands, 2,000, 3,000 people and show that there's nothing to worry about. There's nothing to fear but fear itself, in the words of FDR. What are they going to do? Arrest 2,000, 3,000 people in every city? This is what's needed right now. And we have a small window of opportunity because the Surgeon General already came out and said the numbers, and the mainstream media is trying to desensitize it, block it, make sure that nobody knows about it, and they're upping their game. They're trying to tell people, no, not 6 feet of social distancing, 13 feet. No, it's not going to be 1 year before you go back to work. It's going to be 2022. That's what these bastards are saying. And for what agenda? To further the agenda of the vaccine mandate. It doesn't make any sense. It's all smoke and mirrors. It's all lies. These numbers are not there. They even the numbers they're using right now still don't equate to the seasonal flu. Still they're under it. That's why they're overinflating the numbers. That's why they're changing the death certificates. That's why they're telling nurses to get laid off so they can go back and change the cause of death. That's why they're changing the mandate. That's why they've got mannequins and they're filming one hospital and it's all staged. I've never seen an ICU like what they had on ABC. I'm thinking to myself, well, okay, it's Italy, so maybe that's how their ICUs look. Then they show the same thing in New York. And I'm like, wait a second. It's the same freaking footage. It's one lie upon another lie, Gary. And the American people, not just the American people, the world's citizens, this is affecting the entire world. You all need to realize that this is a facade. And the scientists and the doctors that are keeping their mouths shut, if you're not part of the solution, you are part of the problem. You are creating and perpetuating a myth, and you should be speaking out, not be worried about your own personal safety. Speak out the truth because the rest of the world needs it. Because you know what? I don't care what happens to me, Gary. I don't give a crap what happens to you or me. It's irrelevant. What I do care about is my kids. What I do care about is my grandkids. I don't have any yet, but one day I will. About the future progeny, about all of our future progenies, about the future of the human race. That's what I'm concerned about.
You're listening to TalkTeamAtRadio.com, Point West, here exclusively on TalkTeamAtRadio.com.
Brought up autism, but recently Bill Gates, he went on CNBC. We covered it here, and he said, and he said with a smile, it was very, very sinister, in fact. He said 700,000 people could be affected by his vaccine, and that governments need to set up some kind of indemnification so that they're not held accountable for 700,000 people affected by the vaccine. He's admitting that. But when you have 700,000 people affected by a vaccine, but you also have the people who will be, quote-unquote, protected from COVID-19, they say millions of people are going to be dead because of it, and those numbers are revised. But they're accepting 700,000 people who will be affected, some killed, maimed. How do these people come up with this this rationale? And then they're going to make governments not held accountable for this when they mandate it? What's going on here?
700,000 deaths that he's talking about from this vaccine, I'm going to tell you. All the projected deaths from COVID-19, whatever that number is, you can put 9 zeros at the end of it. You can say the 7 billion people, that's what their goal is. It's not going to be from COVID-19. It's not going to be from H1N1. It's not going to be from Zika. It's not going to be from any of these other issues. It's going to be from the damn vaccines. It is, though, those that know already understand this. You just need to listen to Dr. Judy Mikovits and what she went through and how she was her entire career, her life. They deemed her a fugitive from justice. They put her in jail. I'm telling you right now, these people, Gates, Fauci, and their entourage, their minions, if you were to take these people and put them in jail, you would see the world would be such an incredible, beautiful, abundant place. They have been pitting Jews against Muslims and Christians against Jews and Black against White and Democrats against Republicans. Because they're trying to divide everyone so that they can be distracted. There's division. You divide and then you conquer. We need to understand that regardless of what different belief systems are, we are all part and parcel of the same species. We're humans. And they have been, their agenda, they don't care about what color you are or what your belief system is. They just want to I'm just coming out and I'm saying it, Gary. I'm sorry if everybody thinks I'm a loon here. I don't really care. There's a depopulation agenda. Bill Gates has been quoted to say depopulation through vaccination. Now, I don't understand how a person can come out and make these kind of statements and say 700,000 people are going to be maimed. But I can tell you the 700,000 people that are going to be maimed from the vaccine, you need to add another three zeros to the end of it, because that's how many people are going to be blamed. But they're going to blame it on the COVID-19 and justify, use that as a justification to vaccinate all more people. That's exactly what's happening. The people that say about anti-vaxxers and pro-vaxxers, and I've been labeled as an anti-vaxxer, I'm here to tell you I'm not anti-vaccine. I've never been anti-vaccine. What I am is anti-stupidity, because every aspect of the vaccination schedule that's being used in the human population defies every fundamental aspect of human physiology. Every single aspect. The immune system isn't even able to mount a response till at least 6 months to a year, depending on the immunologist that you read, the literature that you read. It can be from 2 years to 14 years before the immune system is matured enough. We know that the immune system cannot even mount a response till the first 6 months of life. Yet we're giving babies vaccinations on the first day of the planet. Why? Because for what reason? Well, because we want to protect them. Protect them from what? What are you protecting them from? What are you protecting a child whose immune system isn't even capable of seroconverting by adding substances that have a vaccine that has an immunosuppressive component in there, such as nickel, aluminum, mercury, formaldehyde, and then you give adjuvants such as DNA fragments and adducts and human mutated human cell lines and other all this crap that you put into the body. Now you're giving somebody something to stimulate the immune system, yet you're suppressing their immune system with all the immune suppressants that are in it, and you're giving it a time when the immune system can't even respond. So tell me, where's the logic of this? There's no logic, and doctors are like robots, and they keep on following this. Anybody who says that vaccines are necessary, they either are completely 100% ignorant, or they have a suspect agenda. They're financially motivated by saying it, because it's a blatant lie. There is no justification to put vaccines into the body at the first day on the planet, because the body can't even respond to it. Gary, I'll make an analogy for you. We know how to walk. God gave us legs so we can walk, right? But man came along and said, we need to improve our modes of transportation. So now when we want to go from here to South Africa, we fly. Similarly, the body has an immune system, and God designed the immune system to work a certain way. So man comes along and says, hey, we want to make the immune system enhance it so that we are more protected. Okay, so far I'm all with you. And the concept of vaccine is sound. I got it. You introduce a foreign substance, that's exactly how the body works. Now my question is, if I told you that every time you fly from here to any other place on the planet, you get on a plane, one out of 32 of you is either gonna die or have some type of neurological permanent disability, would you fly?
No.
And that's exactly the point. Good concept with the vaccine, terrible product. And here's the thing that I didn't know till my friend Del Bigtree showed this in one of his presentations. Do you know that when you file a lawsuit against a vaccine manufacturer, do you know who is named as the defendant in that lawsuit?
No, I mean, I know about the vaccine injury courts, you know, the fund, well, but I don't know who's named in the lawsuit.
Who's named in the lawsuit is the Secretary of the Health and Human Services. Why, you may ask? Because in the 1980s, and I didn't know this, we go back to history, in the 1980s, the vaccine manufacturers came out and told Congress they needed a bailout. They said, there's so many people suing us because of the side effects, we need a bailout. President Reagan at that time said, this is not a good idea, but Congress approved it and bailed out the vaccine industry and said, we're gonna not take over the mandate of policing and studying and making sure that everything's done, the safety studies. And of course, just like typical fashion of the government, it was dropped, the ball was dropped. So now, anytime somebody sues a vaccine manufacturer, because they were bailed out from Congress going all the way back to 1980s, the defendant is no longer the vaccine industry. It is the government that is now has bailed them out. So the Health and Human Secretary is named in that lawsuit as a defendant. And guess who you're fighting? Guess who the lawyers are on the opposite side? The Department of Justice. The Department of Justice is supposed to be to make sure that justice is being done, is fighting and representing the vaccine manufacturers against the injury to the common person. That's how contorted and distorted and screwed up our system is. It is time to clean it up. It's time to take the Gates and the Faucis and having them held accountable for what they've done.
Wow. That's certainly something to consider here. And that is really, I believe, where things are going. We're seeing people like Dr. Shiva, yourself, myself, we're calling for accountability in these leaders. And taking it back one more step, talking about the surveillance aspect, we see Google, we see Apple, and these different apps now, they are working to track COVID patients. What kind of a precedent are we setting here? You mentioned RFID earlier, and we do know that there is a specialized ink that they can put when they give you a vaccine that they can only be seen underneath a light. So what kind of precedent are we setting here regarding invasion of privacy as well as turning our sick into pariahs?
Gary, I think that you're being very, very generous and very gentle, because if you want to see what kind of precedent this is, I think you already know. You're smiling, so you already know. This is a World War II precedent. This is no different than what happened to the Jews, how they were ostracized, how other people of color, people of different belief systems were segregated and sent to the concentration camps. I mean, what's the difference between an ink that you can't see and an ink that you could see when they tattooed the Jews during World War II? What's the difference? It's the same thing, okay? There's already information that goes back and shows Bill Gates's belief system, his belief system, the eugenics and their history that goes all the way back to, you know, whether it's direct, indirect relationships with all the things that have happened from Nazi Germany. There's a 5-6 minute video that we're going to be releasing tomorrow that was actually put out by, I believe it was InfoWars. It's a beautifully done 5-minute history of where it all started and where we are right now. It connects it all. I mean, the amount of censorship that's going on right now, that in itself should be scary to people, that there's things are being censored. You know, when people say, well, Dr. Pitar, where's your proof? Why isn't the media covering this? You know, if it's true, then everybody would be covering it. That's the whole point. Censorship has been created in order to prevent the dissemination of truth. And these media organizations are all inclusion. You know, I just had a huge hack job that Huffington posted. Even people that are supposedly friendly to us in certain types of media, I was contacted by two different sources that wanted to interview me, but then both of them didn't want me to go into a certain area. And I told them, what? And they're like, well, we just don't want to cover that type of stuff. And I said, you know what? I'm being censored by the best. I'm being censored by the biggest, by YouTube and Facebook. I don't need you to tell me, you know, what you're trying to censor me on. If I want to be censored, I'll just stick with YouTube and Facebook. So Gary, I appreciate you having the ability to and the desire to get the truth out. And I think that your name of your network, Next News Network, it's very appropriate, because I believe that that's where people are going to be tuning in for the source of information, like Robert Scott Bell, you, there are many other people that are providing true information without censorship, and they're being censored. So I appreciate the media that is the true media that has journalistic integrity and reporting all sides. That's what I put my life on the line for. That's what millions of Americans have died during the First World War, the Second World War, Vietnam, Korea, was for freedom. Freedom of speech. That's our first freedom. The freedom to bear arms, our second freedom. And that's what they've been trying to do. There's all this stuff about being disarmed. If they disarm us, guess what happens? Then they can make anything happen. I have friends from all parts of the world over the last 5-6 years that have been telling me over and over again. These are people that are not U.S. citizens telling me, I hope you Americans understand. I hope you never give up your guns, because if you do, then everything's lost. Because when America goes down, so does the rest of the world. Because we have the largest public group that is armed. We have so many retired military and law enforcement people out there. And I have a message for every law enforcement and every military, active duty or retired. I want you to remember these words. Every opportunity I'm getting to say this, I'm reminding them that you took an oath to defend the U.S. Constitution against all enemies, foreign and domestic. You remember that word domestic. And remember that if you're law enforcement, active duty right now, military right now, when you're called upon to commit some type of action against the citizenry, remember, you take off your uniform, you're the same way. Your kids are going to be the same susceptible individuals as getting the RF chips and all this other stuff. They're going to be susceptible to the same poison. So it is illegal to follow an illegal order. So remember that. Remember that when you're called to do something against citizens, remember that your job, the oath that you took, was to protect those that can't protect themselves, protect those that are vulnerable, not to take advantage of them. So remember that oath. Law enforcement and military, active or retired, it doesn't make any difference. Remember your oath.
Remember your oath. Absolutely. Those are words to remember here. And for everyone watching right now, this a lot of information here. A lot of information we've put on the table. And it's up
all
to
right.
You now.
You have been listening
to take this information.
TalkTainmentRadio.com, Point West, here exclusively on TalkTainmentRadio.com, Dr. Rashid Bashar.
Put it on Twitter. Put it on Facebook. Batard,
in his interview. If you have any questions, you can ask me at the end of the 2 hours. TalkTainmentRadio.com, the world's greatest radio. Radio the way it should be heard. That is the end of the first hour. Stay tuned for the second hour. Very powerful speech by the minister, Malcolm X. Coming up next here on TalkTainmentRadio.com. Radio the way it should be heard.
You've got the power. The world's greatest radio. TalkTainmentRadio.com.